Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Go to Edwin in Connecticut. What's going on, Edwin?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
The conversation has been all about comparison this morning, it seems. Some of it off the rail, some of it within the range. Let me ask you a question. You made your case against Dart and sort of being more Zach Wilson. But I think a more realistic comparison would be, could it be a Drake May? And I'm going to put myself on mute to hear your response. Thanks.
Yeah, okay, Edwin, thanks. Well, let's see. Drake May, so Jackson Dart is 6'3". What do you remember?
Drake May was a little bit taller, yeah, like 6'4", like 225 pounds.
Yeah, he's 6'4". So, I mean, Drake May's a little bigger.
I mean, those are the physical measurements. That's a different story. I mean, I think the Patriots believe that Drake May is a guy that is bought all in, that wants to be a quarterback, that wants to give the extra time and effort into it, so much so that they traded Joe Milton because they didn't want that in the same building.
Yeah,
and Joe Milton was like very, very confident about starting over Drake May. And you know, Mike Vrabel's like, we don't want to have any of this. This is our quarterback. I'm not inheriting this mess, and we're going to do something about it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I also think, so when Phil came on, you asked him a question towards the end of the season. You said, if J.J. McCarthy were in this draft coming up, where would he be selected? And Phil said number one overall. Meaning that J.J. McCarthy was better in his eyes than any other prospect in this particular draft. So if that is the case, that means that, you know, Jackson Dart, who gets taken, you know, 25th, you're talking Drake May last year getting selected third. We're talking about a large gap in evaluation of these guys.
Yeah, you know how you're talking about how Cleveland's got to take a quarterback? You know, that's exactly where the Giants were. They had to take a quarterback. Mm. And they had to find a guy that they believed in, that they evaluated, that they think that they can teach the system to and fits the system that Brian Daboll's running. But doesn't have to play right away. And they just said, you know what? We're going to get Abdul Carter. He's going to be the best defensive end in this draft. We're taking him and we're going to add him to our defense. So we're going to shore up our defense and our pass rush. And then who is the quarterback, Brian, do you want? Who do you want out of these guys? After you've spoken to all of these guys, you spent down, you watched all the film, you sat down with them, you broke bread with them, you watched tape with them. Who do you want? And if Brian Daboll says to Joe Shane, you know, I want Jackson Dart. That's what I want. If we're going to have to go for a quarterback, I'll take Jackson Dart. I think I can work with him. So then, therefore, Joe Shane has got to say, I got to make sure I get this guy. And I probably have to be uber aggressive to make sure I get this guy. And that's why they traded up in the 25th. Because you don't know what everybody's doing after this. You have no idea what the Rams are going to do. You don't know what the Steelers are going to do. You don't know what anybody else is going to do, whether they're going to trade up in front of you or not. You see an opportunity to trade with Houston. You go for it. You get your quarterback. You get your defensive end. And you're doing exactly what everybody wanted you to do. Now, you can say what you want about Jackson Dart. It could have been Shedeur Sanders. It could have been Tyler Shuck. But they zeroed in on Jackson Dart, and they were going to make sure they got him. Mm. That's all there is to it. It's that simple.
Linda Lovelace, who I was thinking of. By the way, couple guys out there that I like to take the temperature of the fan base, and when I see them on hold, I'm like, I'm gonna get the temperature of the fan base. Remember we put the Chef IQ into your mouth We got that temperature.
Yes.
Like, I feel like I'm taking the chef IQ and putting it into Conrad and Cherry Hill, who breaks it down for us with the Giants. Conrad, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Boomer just answered my question that I had, and he did a great job in answering that. But Booms, I still think that we could have waited at our position to get Dart, because I don't think the teams that were ahead of us were going after a quarterback.
It's not as maybe the teams ahead of you weren't, but maybe teams behind you or other teams that needed quarterbacks were trying to do the same thing, meaning trade up into the first round to go get him, if in fact that's what the Giants felt. But you don't know that. There's nothing that, like, 100%. If you know you want a quarterback in this draft, this is the guy you want. If you can't get Cam Ward, then you got to do everything you can to get this guy. You cannot come out of this draft without him.
That's a great point. And so now I'll say this. I trust my coach. I love what we did yesterday, even though I called and I wanted Shador and I still want him. But now I can't get him. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with Dart. I'm okay with what we have with Abdul Carter. I just didn't understand the reason why people were talking about trading Kayvon. I love the fact that we have him. I love the fact that we're going to extend him, because I think we need a great defense to match up against the teams in our division that have great offenses, like the Commanders and the Eagles.
Especially with the moving quarterbacks.
Exactly. So I'm pumped up for the season. I'm trusting Russ until, you know, to give me some wins until he can't no more, and then let's see what we got in this kid. I think I don't think it would be smart to put Jameis in this year, but I wouldn't mind seeing Dart in some, you know, in the preseason, you know, during the time where if we went in there and you know, he could come in there and get some extra time. I'm okay with that, but I love what the Giants did this offseason. I think we've made the team better. I think that, you know, I trust the general manager and the coach, and I love the direction that we're moving. Mara just needs to keep his mouth shut. He doesn't need to say anything anymore about the team. He doesn't. He just does, because he put the added pressure that's unnecessary. To me, if I'm the owner of a team or owner of any company, you can sit back and make your point known behind the closed doors and then see how these guys perform. But when you come out and say, hey, you know what, they better get it done this year, or I'm getting tired and all of that stuff, that puts them in a position where they have to do things that they don't necessarily may want to do. So I like what they did so far.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Conrad, I got to ask you a question. I mean, you've called a bunch of times, and I think you're a great caller, one of my favorite Giants callers, because I think you really understand what's going on. And I've heard you speak passionately about things. I hear the words that you're saying about, I think they're on the right track, I think they're the right thing, but you sound disappointed.
So the disappointment for me is more so, Dart better be that franchise guy. And that's where the disappointment comes in. Like, he better be the franchise guy. I'm okay with, you know, with our coach looking at him and going, okay, let me work with him. I like that approach as well, because, you know, he's the professional, he's the guy, and I love Dable. I think he could coach. I'm just not, I just don't know if I'm walking away with my franchise guy. And that's the disappointment that you're hearing. But I am excited overall about the team, but I do want a franchise guy. I don't know if this kid have it in between the ears and the pressure of New York to handle it.
Yeah, you know, Conrad, listen, it's one of the knocks, and it's good talking to you. It's one of the knocks I have as well. It's New York. It's different. Yes, he played SEC football. That should help as opposed to the Zach Wilson comparison. Whether it was Shador or Cam Ward or anybody, you're not going to know if they're the franchise quarterback until they start playing. But, I mean, yeah.
Played 42 games in college, played at USC, played at, you know, Ole Miss, played for Lane Kiffin. You know, a little goofy, but, you know. Not Jackson, Lane. But, you know, and they played tough games, you know, and everybody's going to have a different feel for this kid. And I keep telling everyone out there, you just never know until you get that kid in the building. And he gets exposed to men playing football and stepping onto the football field, feeling the rush and the intensity of the game.
Yeah.
And whether or not that kid has the inner calmness to handle it.
You know, things change when you get exposed to men. You know, your young kid going in there, get that man exposure. Like, whoa, that's what I'm dealing with here. A little bit different.
This ain't no BS, man.
A little bit different. Let's go to Brian in Northport before the break. He's a good caller of ours. Don't want him to wait any longer. What's going on, Brian?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
So listen, we all know that the draft is a crapshoot for the most part. I'm not going to pretend like I know a goddamn thing about Jackson Dart, except my son has the same first name. But what the Giants did in the draft, I feel like was exactly what they needed to do. And that's, number one, with that first pick, take the best player at that position at that time. And number two, appease the fan base by getting a quarterback. Do we know what it's going to be? No. Could it be 2004 Eli Manning, Kurt Warner scenario where Wilson plays 7-8 games and then it's time for this kid to step in? I don't know. But I think that overall, Shane did what he had to do.
Yeah, and this was also a Dable thing as well, Brian, because I do really believe that John Mara, Joe Shane, and everybody in that building, what Brian Dable wanted from a quarterback, he was going to get. I think his opinion carries that much weight with those
100%,
guys.
Yes.
So yeah, I mean, he's going to be on the hook for this as well, either way, whether he's great or he's not.
And by the way, they weren't the only team, and I guess this is a hard word to use, but it's true. They were, people got scared off by Shador Sanders for some reason. They got scared off. That's why he fell to the second round. I don't know what the reason for it is. I'm still trying to wrap my head around my own reasoning for falling in the second round. So it stays with you the rest of your life.
Yeah, it'll be a 30 for 30 on it.
And by the way, Tom Brady, you know, lasted until the sixth round.
That is true.
Jalen Hurts was the second round draft choice. Brock Purdy was Mr. Irrelevant. I mean, so there are, the league is littered with all sorts of guys. Like Dak Prescott was a fourth round pick.
Yeah, right.
Those first round guys that turn out to be great, like Joe Burrow and Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes.
It's a little bit different where you're the guy who was projected to go somewhere and you fall, as opposed to the guy that was like nobody knew about and then came out of nowhere and played well. So he's got to deal with it. But but it could make him better. You know, sometimes you don't find out the best version of yourself until you face that low point, that adversity.
Exactly. And I would just say this. Remember that quarterback in the first round with the fifth-year option is a very valuable thing if the quarterback turns out to be who you think he can be.